Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Samach Ches Omud Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to finish up Simin Tuf Aleph and start Simin Tuf Beis. We begin on the very top line, in the middle of the first line, in the middle of Sif Aleph, in the Mechaber. V'im Hotzion Eino Yehudi Chutz L'Tchumim V'Hevion L'Ir. We're talking about the possessions of a non-Jewish person who, as we brought down in yesterday's share, have the halachic shvisa in the place that they are, not based upon their ownership. Technically, the non-Jewish person doesn't have a shvisa. He can go all over the place. He's not restricted by tchum. So the rabbis instituted that his properties, they have the tchum of wherever they are. So wherever they are, you have 2,000 amos in all directions. So here, if the non-Jewish person took his property outside what would have been the tchum of that object, 2,000 amos away, he brought it outside its tchum, and he brought it into a city, so that property is still able to be carried within the city that it's being brought to, and we view that city as if it's Dalit Amos. However, that's only true, that's assuming that the walls of that city, the mechitzas around that city, were put in after the city was already lived in, and therefore the walls of the city are for the purposes of the dwellers of the city. This is a subject we had discussed previously in greater detail, mukefes ledira. Now, Sivkot involved, the Mishbura explains that we treat this city as if it's Dalet Amos, Pirush, Dimin HaDin, technically according to the Din, Chafotzim Shosion Chutz L'Tchumim Asurin L'Taltalun Rak B'Arba Amos. Any situation where something goes beyond its tchum, you're only allowed to carry it Dalet Amos. Nevertheless, Mikomakom Be'ir Zu, Shi Mukefes Mechitzos, since this city has Mechitzos around it, and it was Mukefes L'Dira, Mutu L'Talta B'Kula, you are allowed to carry it within this entire city because the Nechsheves Kula Kiyar Ba'Amos, because we view this city as if it's only Dalet Amos. It has to be Mukefes L'Dira, Sivkot and Zayin, the Mishbur explains, Shabonu Tchilo Botim L'Dira, first the houses were built to be dwelled in, the achakach ikifu b'chol masoviv, and only afterwards did they surround the city with walls. As opposed to, mashe ein kein, imhoya hahekif mikodim, if they first made the walls, ein letal tel shom, ela b'arba amos, then it would not be considered that the city is one dalet amos, and you'd only be allowed to carry it physically dalet amos, imhoya hakef yosiv beis hazayim. That's if the area that the walls were containing was greater than the beis hazayim, than the 5,000 square amos. The Arim HaPrazim Shalonu, the Mishnah Berurah says, nowadays our large cities, Kivin Shetiknu HaMevoz Kedino Mitzuras HaPesach, since the entranceways and exitways over here from the city have Mitzuras HaPesach, Nechsheves Kula Mukefes Ladira. It is considered halachically Mukefes Ladira. The Habatim Harehim Kimechitzos, the houses over here are functioning over here as the Mechitzos. Mekomos HaPrutzim Halo Niskinu Mitzuras HaPesach Dinasim Ladira. And the rest of the open spaces over here have Mitzuras HaPesach around them, and then since this was all done for the people dwelling inside, the halo bonim habatim tchila, because they make the houses first, v'achakach osim atzuras ha-pesach, and only afterwards is the tzuras ha-pesach made, and therefore it's considered halachically like Dalet Amos. The issue footnote number 8 brings down from this din over here from Shlomo Zalman, Zatzal, Shekeshem Shenechshav Ayedei Tzuras HaPesach Mukaf L'Dira, Kach Mo'ilo Tzuras HaPesach L'Chabrez Kol Abatim Shebetocha L'Hechoshev Ir Achas. Just like it works over here to be considered Mukaf Dira, it also works as well to be considered like one city, and therefore anything brought from outside the Tchum into this can be carried within the entire city, which is viewed as Dalet Amos. The chotzer, a yard, la'olam choshev ki'arba amos, that's always considered like Dalet Amos. If something is brought from outside the tchum into this yard, you can carry it within the entire yard. The Mechaber continues and he writes, usta mayaros mukafos ladira, the typical city, is considered that the city was built first and only the walls were made afterwards, and therefore most typical cities are going to be considered over here Dalet Amos. Shabonim batim tchila, because you build the houses first and only afterwards v'yachakach makifin osam, that's the normal way that these cities are made. The issue footnote number 5 does bring down from the Chasam Sofer in the second paragraph. He writes, in those days, during the days of Yeshua ben Nun, so they would make the walls as protection for the city, and therefore they would build the walls first, before the people dwelled in the city, and therefore those cities are different than our cities. Those are not considered mukaf ladira. But nowadays, he says, bonim choma rak l'shem noy ha'ir. The walls of our cities aren't really built to protect the cities. They're really to beautify the city. And therefore, they're made after the people are already dwelling in the houses. And therefore, it says, Rov ha'yoro shebonim kayom dinon kiyoshru ul b'sof hukfu. Almost all cities today have the status of being mukefes ladira. Mechaber continues, he says, however, avostam mivtzarim, but a typical fortress or a fortified city, enon mukafin ladira, that was made for the walls to protect it, and therefore the walls were made first, and therefore it's not considered mukaf ladira. As the Mishnah explains in Sifkat and Ches, the derech ulasos tchila mivtzar, first they would make the fortified walls, v'yachakach misyashim v'socho anoshim lodu, then only people would go build houses with inside the fortified area. Now the Ramah adds, and he says, Hagah, v'lochein, therefore, yesh li zar Yisrael, shehishol kelev le'enu Yehudi ve'chzirim Shabbos. If you lent your utensil to a non-Jewish person on Erev Shabbos, as the Mishmur says in Sifkot and Tes, in the Erev Shabbos you lent it to him, v'lichol le'beitzo shulchot tzutchum, and the non-Jewish person took it Erev Shabbos to his house, which is outside your tchum. The Av HaKelim Shal Yisraelim, even though it's your Keli, however, mikomokum kivan shish ilan lo kanu shvisa etzlo. So since you did give it over to the non-Jewish person, it now is going to be in the tchum, so to say, of wherever it is. V'koshikim b'shol kelim in ha'akim b'shabbos. And likewise, if you were to go and borrow a utensil from a non-Jewish person on Shabbos. So we said that the keli over there, wherever it is, by the non-Jewish house, in his possession, so it halachically has that as its tchum. And therefore, if a Jewish person were to have lent something to a non-Jewish person and he got it back on Shabbos, and it was outside the tchum, shalol l'taltul chutz mi'arba amos. He's only allowed to carry it now within Dalai Lama's, even though it's his. But since it was given over to the Goy on Erev Shabbos, and it went beyond the Tchum where you are, and now it's being returned to you, so it's like anything coming from outside the Tchum, you only have Dalai Lama's. Now, if the ear is Mukaf Ladira, so then you can carry it within your entire city. And that's what the Ramah continues. It says, Imeinu ear Mukaf Mechitza. If there is no Mechitza, then you can only carry it physically Dalai Lama's. Otherwise, you can carry it within the entire city. And the reasoning is, Sha'ariya Kalim Kanu Shvisa Etzel Eni Yehudi. He brings that from the Or Zeruah, that the Kalim over here acquired the non-Jewish person's status as ownership, and therefore, since the non-Jewish person doesn't have a tchum, it's given the tchum of wherever it is. If it's outside your tchum, so then if the non-Jewish person now returns it to you on Shabbos, so then it only is allowed to be moved Dalet Amos. And the Mishnah explains in Sivkot and Yud, Hainu B'mushim, for example, we're talking here about clothing, because the Shar Kalim, B'lav Hochi, Osel L'Talto B'Shabbos, Chutz Li'arba Amos, Kivan Shein Erev. If you're talking about a city without an Erev, so then you wouldn't be able to carry it anyway more than Dalet Amos, because you're not allowed to carry, obviously. So we're talking here about a sweater or a jacket that you lent them, which you could carry by wearing it, not carrying it, you're wearing it, and therefore this din would apply in that situation. However, he points out, b'yontif, mishkachas ha'pishar kelim. On yontif could even be a utensil that you gave him, a cup, because you're allowed to carry it, because the ainbo isu hotzah, there is no carrying problem on yontif for something that you need. The Dirshu footnote number 9 brings down, Mikol Mokom, Kosev Morgan Avram, the Morgan Avram adds over here, that there is a chilik over here, Ben Kelim Hanunsoim Be'er, She'ein Ba'erev, Aval Hem B'toch HaTchum. There is a difference over here between Kelim that are found in the city. It doesn't have an Erev, but there is a problem over here with the Tchum, as opposed to Kelim, Shabo Michutz L'Tchum, that came from outside the Tchum. Sha'a Kelim Hanunsoim Be'er, She'ein B'toch HaTchumam, Af Shein Erev, even though there's no Erev over here, Mikol Makom Mutal Latatalim Chutz LeDalad Amosayim, but Ofun Shein Isa Tilto. You're not allowed to carry the more Dalad Amos. What happens if you take them 3 Amos and you stop, and 3 Amos and you stop? So that would be allowed. So in that situation, it's allowed to go more than 4 Amos. But here we're talking about it's not allowed to go more than 4 Amos, even if you do it in 2 steps, 3 Amos and then 1 more Amma, that's all you can carry it. You can't go 3 Amos and 3 Amos. So it doesn't make a difference over here if there's a concern of Hotzah and Tchum versus just a concern of Hotzah alone. That concludes Simen Tuf Aleph, and now we begin Simen Tuf Beis, which deals with the water body, a charetz that is located between 2 cities, and how do we deal with this in regards to Tchum. This Simen only has 1 Sif as well. Sif Aleph, the Mechaber writes, a charetz mali mayim, you have a ditch over here, and it's filled with water that is mechunasim. This water is over here, a stagnant body of water. It's not a flowing river. As we'll see, a flowing river has a different din because the water is constantly moving, so it's not konesh shvisa. But here, this stagnant body of water, it's a collection of water, does have a din of tchum. Shehu bein shnei tchumei Shabbos, and it's between 2 cities. It's within the tchum on one side of a city on the right, let's say, and it's within part of it within the tchum of the city on the left. And you can see an example of this in Dirshu footnote number 1. We have the 2 cities left towards the top and the right towards the bottom, and you have this body of water in between them. The Chafetz Chaim adds in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul Charetz, they were talking here about Yontif, when the only problem or concern over here is Issu Tchumim. Because as he brings down from the Mayim of Mordechai, if you're talking about on Shabbos, so besides the Issu of Tchumim, there would be the Issu of carrying involved. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah tells us over here in Sifkar and Aleph that we're dealing over here with a staid body of water, a stagnant body of water, it's not a river. Din Horos Hamoshchin, because if we were dealing with a flowing river, Einon Konim Shvisa Klal. As I mentioned a second ago, the flowing rivers don't have the water in them having a Shvisa at all. Dirshu footnote number 2 explains, when you have water that is noyim v'nodim, flowing water, einon omdim b'makom echad, and it's not standing in one place, so it doesn't have a kinyan shvisa, it doesn't have a place for tchum. This is true for a well as well, even though it's not flowing elsewhere, it's flowing within itself constantly, and it's not konish shvisa. The Prisha adds another reason, and he says, Shekivan shevachol pam novim min hamayan mayim acherim, because the water is constantly, so to say, replenishing itself, ein das bnei ha'ir aleihem. The people don't have a focus on certain waters that are theirs and certain waters are somebody else's, and therefore it's considered like chetzei hefker she'einan konim shvisa. Therefore, for either of these reasonings over here, you have any flowing body of water is considered like chetzei hefker and doesn't konish shvisa, and there's no problem over here with tchum. Whoever picks it up and draws it, as long as there's no problem with carrying, so then it now takes upon that person's tchum. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, v'harehin kiragle kolo odom hamamali osam, and it will have the halachic status over here, whoever draws the water from a flowing river or a spring, ukidkameh, as we're going to learn more in a moment in the Mechaber. So again, back to the Mechaber, he tells us, you have this ditch between two cities over here. Miktsaso b'tchum ir zeh. You have part of it, it's on the city belonging to the right. It's within the tchum of the city on the right, as you can see in the diagram in Dershu footnote number 1. And miktsaso b'tchum ir acheres. And you see the top part of the diagram towards the left, that the other part of the body of water, the ditch over here, belongs to the city on the top left. So what's its halachic status over here? Shtei ho'ayoros asurus l'malos mimenu afilu b'tsoch. Both of these cities are not allowed to fill up from their water, even if the water is physically within their tchum over here. Why is that? Because each of the waters that's within the tchum at the beginning of Shabbos is kone, the tchum of that city. So you have half the body of water kone to the city on the right, half the body of water kone to the city on the left, but those waters are now intermixing. And therefore, Shamayim shebesoch hatchum konim shvisa seir umisarvim elu meilu. Now it's all mixed. So when you're actually drawing a second afterwards, you're not necessarily drawing the water that was in your tchum. You could be drawing some water because of Brownian motion and the movement over here within this stagnant body of water. There still is movement, and the waters are mixing, and therefore you cannot say that you are drawing your own tchum water. It may be water that came from outside the tchum. The water that was there at the Bein HaShemashos is considered your water, and the other part is considered their water. And now it's mixing, so therefore you're not allowed to go and draw from it at all. Unless, b'tzorech lasos mechitza b'sof ha'tchumim, unless you make a mechitza over here at the end of your 2,000 amos, as you can see in the diagram, that's what that mechitza is in the middle of the lake over here. And in this situation, now the water is halachically considered on your side, and the other water is considered on their side, and everything is good. And this mechitza is lahafsikun, is to separate the two waters over here. And it's good, and this mechitza is good, even if it's a flimsy mechitza, it's made out of just reeds, that would be fine, and even if it doesn't go all the way down to the bottom. As we'll see, it has to go a little bit into the water, but it doesn't have to go all the way down to the bottom. So that's the mechaber over here. Let's look in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Beis. He says that the water is kone shvisa sa'ir on each side. The kivan shem smuchim lir, since the water is adjacent to each respective city, das anshi ha'ir aleihem, the people in the city are thinking that water is mine, and therefore the lo heve kichetzei hefker deinam kone shvisa. It's not like water that you just find in the middle of a forest. So that water is not kone shvisa, but this water is kone shvisa. V'davka bein shnei ayoros. This is between two cities we have this problem. U'mishum shiyesh aleihem das shnei ayoros, because each of the people in each of the cities has their intention on the water that's adjacent to their city. V'lachein osrim elu al elu, and therefore each city ruins it for the other. This is footnote number 4. Brings down over here from the Gon Yaakov, it doesn't mean that the water is usser. You'd be allowed to go drink in that place as long as you're not moving it more than Dalet Amos. It's not that the water is usser. You're not allowed to take that water and bring it to your house. You can't bring it more than Dalet Amos because it's coming from outside the Tchum. But you are allowed to drink it over there. It brings a raya from this, from Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tuf Hay, where they talk about fruits that went outside the Tchum. So you're allowed to eat those from fruits outside the Tchum. You're not allowed to bring them with you into the Tchum if they went outside the Tchum, but you can eat them over there. So too, the same would be with the water. It's not usur, it just can't be moved more than dalet amos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does say over here, avol and ein shom rak ir achas, if you only have a city on one side, so then af shamayim nushochem harbi mechutz l'tchum, even though in this situation the water is still going beyond the 2,000 amos, umesarvim melu, and it's mixing with the water that was within the tchum, now it's outside the tchum, and vice versa, in that situation, you can fill up the water that's physically within your tchum and take it all over your tchum. In this situation, the water that was outside the tchum did not have anybody on that side. There's no city on that other side. And therefore, that's mayim that's chetzei hefker. Kivin shena smuchim le'ir, since it's not near any other city, v'ena le'im rishus acheres, and there's nobody that's intending to use it, therefore, harein kechetzei hefker. Those other waters beyond the 2,000 amos are hefker. So if hefker water mixes over here with your water in your tchum, no big deal. You can have the chetzei hefker, you can have the water that's hefker, and you can have the water that's within your tchum. So mimano shach, you're okay. They don't konish v'sa klal, because the other waters aren't konish v'sa at all. He says, however, look in the bir halacha, ayin a bir halacha, mashu kasu, the yesh cholkim alikor din zeh. There are those that disagree with this. And if you look at the Chavetz Chaim, it says, at the end of the bir halacha over here, diba masku, miktsasu, betchum, ir zeh, v'chule, he brings down a mekel shita from Tosos. He says, gedol mizu, tehecha de mimshiche mitchum zeh, letchum zeh, he says, the people on the city on the left are mevatel, so to say, their interest in the city on the right, and vice versa. So each of them, so to say, considers the other waters chefze hefker, and therefore, even if they were to mix, he says that it would be okay. Again, the Mishnah Berurah did not bring down this shita lehalacha. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot and Gimel. He says, "Bisof hatchum, you have to make the mechitza at the end of each city's respective tchum. V'hainu im hayu b'neihem arbas alofim amos." It's a perfect situation. We have 2,000 amos, then you have the other side has 2,000 amos, then you make the mechitza right in the middle. Shehu shir shnei tchum. So this way, it separates. Each side has its own tchum, and in this situation, sarach lasos mechitza b'sof alpayim shu sof shnei hatchumim, and therefore you make it right plop in the middle of the 4,000 amma, and everything is good. That works out great in this exact situation. Half of it is on their tchum, and half of it is outside the tchum. However, but if the charetz over here, this body of water, is totally within the tchum of both of the cities, kagon shebein shtei hayaros hurak shloshes alofim amah, the haritz will be emtsa, so the cities can't go one to the other because they're 3,000 amma apart. And you have this ditch that's totally filled up with water in between them. So shteyem mutoris lamalos mimenu b'li shum mechitza. Then you don't have to have a partition over here. Each side can fill up. Why? The amrinon yesh breira v'kol echod lokeach mechoko. In this situation, each side is allowed to be considered as if it's taking from its own side, based upon this principle of breira. Dirshah footnote number 7 explains this further, and he says, from the Prima Godim, Sharezeh Ke'ein Masha Kosav Aprisha, this is similar to what the Prisha said earlier, Legabe Bor Shel Anshei Yair, you have a pit filled with water that belongs to the people of the city. Shekivun Shebnei Yair Memal Mimenu Beheter, everybody's allowed to fill up from this over here, Din Hamayim Kedin Hamamali Shehu Me Anshei Yair, anybody who fills it up, so it gets his tchum and not necessarily the tchum of the city. We say in retrospect that was his water, the Huvrar, Shemayim Elu Konim Shviso Kiraglav, and that water has his tchum, Afkan, so too we say over here, Kivon Shalibnei Shtei Hayaros Mutal Amali Mimeno, since each city is allowed to go and fill up over here, we apply the principle of Breira over here, it's a Dinder Rabbanon, we apply Breira for a Dinder Rabbanon, Vahareim Kiraglav Amali, so whoever fills it up over here, it goes by his tchum. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Dalet says the mechitza over there is lahafsika, and he says, look in the Prima Godim, da'afilu ha'isa ir ha'acheresh shel akum gamkin tzorach lahafsika. Even if the other city is mostly or all non-Jews, in that situation you still have to have the mechitza over here. Sivkot and hey, afilu hitluya, the kal hu shehei kelu b'mayim. This is a leniency that the rabbis put into regards to water. Mipnei she'yesh lazeh tzorach habi, because water is so precious and needed. Mikol makum tzorach shiya, kol ponim k'tzasa mechitza shakua tefach b'mayim. As I said, it has to be at least one tefach into the water, this mechitza, even if it doesn't go all the way to the bottom. The b'lav hachi eino nirin kehefzik lak, because otherwise it's not looking like a hefzik at all. And we've learned these dinim already. K'muvah le'el b'sim in shin nun vav sif aleph. And it says on the bottom, it's also in shin ayin vav sif aleph. The Ramon now adds, Haga, Ubar Shal Tevin, you have a pit filled with straw, Homedes Ben Shein Tchum, in between two cities over here. Elam Achil Mikam, Elam Achil Mikam, each city can take from its own side. There's no Brownian motion here. Ein Chosh Shem Yikach Echa Michel Echaber, you don't have to be concerned that each is taking from the other side. However, the Mahamayin Moshrin, the Mechaba continues, he says that the water is flowing, Ein Tzar Shum Tikkun. Then, as we pointed out already earlier in this year. There's no need to make any tikkun. Shein konim shvisa v'areim kiraglei amale. These waters do not have any shvisa because they're constantly moving, and therefore they're considered chatzei hefker, mayim of hefker, and whoever picks it up, it will go by his tchum. The Mishnah Berurah explains this sifkat zayin mipnei denaydi because it's moving about. Even if it belongs to an individual, gam kein eno kiragle, if it doesn't belong to him, ela kiragle mamali. Whoever fills it up is allowed to go and take it. With this, we conclude Simin Tov Beis and today's shir.